MasterChef Back to Win is back on tonight, 7:30 after the project on the Win Network. Tracy Collins unfortunately sent home last night. Overcooked fish. The sauce overpowered the pork. So unfortunately the judges sent her home. We get her on the dog and bone. G'day Tracy, how are you this morning?
G'day, how are you?
Very well, thank you. And thank you for joining us. And you must be a little bit disappointed.
Yeah, but we filmed it a little way ahead, so I've had a bit of time to get over it, so that's okay.
I think you were, what, season 6 of MasterChef, the first time in the MasterChef kitchen, is that right?
Yep, number 5 in season 6, yeah. So I made it all the way to finale week with Laura and Amelia. So I had to depart them, unfortunately, before we got to the halfway mark.
So the second time in the MasterChef kitchen, how'd you find it?
It was really great to go back. It was, felt a little bit seasoned going back in there, but at the same time, going back into that arena, as soon as the judges say go, that adrenaline spikes and you are on. So, it's been an amazing experience to go back.
Plenty of pressure in the MasterChef kitchen, and I'd imagine the second time around, the pressure would have been immense. But what were some of the highlights for you coming back a second time?
Oh, definitely Gordon, or Gordy, as we like to affectionately call him. Yes, we're at that level now. So, loved having him, and he was actually just so engaging and lovely, which, much to the disappointment of my children, because they were really hoping that he'd rip into me and call me a muppet or a donkey at some point. but anyway, he was, a lot nicer. So that was it. Really, I think, surprising, but amazing. Big highlight.
Yeah, terrific. And, after watching shows like Hell's Kitchen, you kind of expect Gordon Ramsay to be a bit of a tool.
100%.
But a lot of these chefs that are coming out of this particular season of MasterChef are all saying the same thing. He's absolutely amazing. Season 6, you haven't remained idle. Of course, you completed a diploma in integral yoga and also positive psychology and well-being, not to mention you own and manage accommodation in the Barossa Valley. What can you tell us about that?
I've launched Frond and Farrow. So I had an accommodation before MasterChef, but I've expanded it since. And so I've got 3 beautiful properties here in the Barossa. They're all different levels, so they're
beautiful.
Approachable for different people, getting some, beautiful homewares made for them. And we grow a lot of our own produce here, so people, when they come, they can experience beautiful produce that they can see in the garden. But obviously, with COVID, accommodation slowed down and visitation, so I'm just bottling all that now, and, we'll have a small range of produce coming up soon.
Very nice. Exciting times ahead, no doubt. Mm. Tracy, thank you so much for your time this morning. Shame to see you leave kitchen, but that's the name of the game, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It all has to happen at some stage.
It
unless you win,
does.
Of course.
Good on you, Tracy. Appreciate your time this morning. MasterChef Back to Win, back on tonight, 7:30 after the project on the Win Network.